The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Military families are used to long separations and happy reunions, but there are not many reunions quite like this one.
And so I asked, well, where is your family? And he said, I don't know.
More after this from Charlie. It was in 1984 that Herman Leone, a 21-year-old Army vet, disappeared. His younger sister, Marta Sally, told CBS's Mark Strassman that he was planning to look for work.
He decided to go to Atlanta to work.
When did you get worried?
I got worried after I saw a year, and then 2 years. And then when it got to 5 years, I'm like, something is wrong.
The job hunt hadn't gone well. In fact, it was a disaster. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. He lived in parks and under bridges, and finally ended up in a homeless shelter where he met Patrice Green.
He was like a gentle giant.
Patrice is a social worker with the Veterans Administration and recognized pretty quickly that Leon had mental illness. So she asked him where his family was. But other than their names, he couldn't recall where they lived or even where he was from. But she told Mark Strassman that she wasn't about to give up.
Green searched online, including a Facebook message to 4 possible family members.
And the very next day, I get a call from the sister, and she's like, is this a joke?
And when were you convinced?
I heard his voice, and I knew it was real.
It had been 32 years.
Hugged him, and I told him that, you know, I never gave up on him.
She says it's a miracle.
It's a miracle to her, but it's a miracle to me, too.
A miracle that had the help of a VA employee who decided that this U.S. soldier would not be left behind. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.